two-gun massacres that together killed 17 people and injured 21 earlier this month shocked and then changed Serbia. Tens of thousands joined demonstrations. They're demanding the removal of government figures and changes at media outlets that these protesters say promote violence. And there's been a government response, an amnesty program, that's led to the surrender of more than 13,000 firearms and other weapons, according to Serbian officials. That includes rocket launchers, ammunition, and other explosives. We've reached journalist Igor Basic, news director for TVN1 in Belgrade, to talk about this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So first, if you could explain this amnesty program, how does it work?
Actually, it works like the government issue an open invitation to anyone who's got illegal weapon to give to the nearest police station. So they give one kind of a deadline. It is 8th of June. Mm-hmm. So anyone who bring the weapon and give to the police station, he can do that anonymously. That means that they will not pick up any data. They will not press any charges against those people. So it actually goes well on this situation because it's quite unusual. Like a shooting that we never had in Serbia,
right.
and people try to use that opportunity to take get rid of the guns they've got in their homes. So it's unbelievable what we saw yesterday in a place called Duvanište, and we can see even the rocket launchers that they are giving to the police.
Now, the government has been under pressure to act since the two mass shootings. Serbia's education minister resigned a little over a week ago. There are calls for removal of the interior secretary. Is this government in trouble?
I think it is, because so many people on the street that we saw on last Friday, I think that we didn't see since the Milosevic crackdown. So it actually shows that people are very, very nervous about this. They are angry and they want a reasonable response.
Yes.
So,
sorry.
Vucic wants to respond with this kind of measures like disarming, like changing and making more policemen in the school than it previously had. But people are not satisfied. They want to see a kind of resignation from a moral reason, at least from the security agency director and the interior minister. And they are not seeing it. So Vucic is now announcing elections. And because he wants to stay on the power, and he thinks that by dismissing this government, maybe he can win again and to put things in the normal like it was before this tragedy.
Just really quickly, why is gun ownership so high in Serbia? And will this culture change after these two massacres?
It's very hard to answer on that, but gun culture, I think it lasts in the history that if you look at the data, unofficial data, it is more than 1.5 million illegal
weapons. I'm sorry,
weapons.
We'll have to leave it there. We're running out of time. Journalist Igor Basic, news director for TVN1 in Belgrade. Thank you so much.